Let's start the recording. Welcome. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Peakview Plaza Infrastructure Financing District this Monday, December 1st, 2025 at 2:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YorCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel, Paralegal.
Foley, ISD Chair.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
And we also have Jeremy Shear participating on the board meeting as well. So we do have a quorum. We're just going to follow our agenda, but we are going to juggle things around a bit, given Shelby's limited timing, and we're going to go straight to the public hearing to take comment on the budgets. Do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting?
I, Dave Lilloli, will motion that we commence the public hearing.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, Jeremy Shear seconds that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by the board, by quorum of the board. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now open. Do we have any members of the general public participating today who want to speak or give input concerning the district's amended operating and capital budget for 2025? So there are no participants here at YorCal. General members of the public, I don't see any members of the public participating via the Zoom call. So let's now move to our next public comment portion, which is to take public comment on the board meeting, excuse me, the tentative operating and capital budget for 2026. Again, we do not see any members of the public participating either in person or via the Zoom link. So do we have a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting?
I'll motion that, Dave Lilloli.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Yeah, Jeremy Shear second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. And we public portion of the meeting is closed. Let's now move to our action items. The first action item is to consider accepting the Q3 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Turn the time over to Shelby to go over those financials.
Thanks, Tom. Board, just really quickly to run through these, assets at the end of the third quarter, about 261,000, about 194,000 remained available in the capital projects fund, and then about 67,000 in the debt service fund, which was capitalized interest and covered the bond payment that was due today. Current accounts payable were about $10,000 for all funds. Looking at the general fund budget to actual, expenses stood at just under $10,000 with developer advances about $7,500 received to date. Just a really quick plug, I think both the CLA and YorCal have some invoices outstanding. So just let me know following the meeting if you need any of those resent to you.
We actually looked at those just before the meeting, so we'll get those checks sent out for both of you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Debt service fund expenses through September were about 67,000. As I pointed out, this additional 67,000 was due today and paid by the bond trustee from capitalized interest. And then lastly, in the capital projects fund, the district has accepted costs of about 1.4 million and repaid those costs to the developer. Again, about 190,000 remaining in the capital projects fund as of September. Any questions on the financial statements?
No. One quick question. So if I'm not mistaken, we'll have one more capitalized interest payment that's available in there. They'll hit probably the next quarter. And then after that, we begin making the payments. Is that correct?
So you'll actually begin making payments in the spring of 2026. So I believe we'll have the first bill that will be sent out to you by February, and that will be due by March.
Okay, that's what we were planning on. I think last time we had a meeting, it seemed like it was someone said 27, so we thought that was a little off, but
Oh, nope, for next year. Yeah.
okay, sounds good.
Okay.
If we don't have any further questions, well, first of all, thank you, Shelby. Do we It looks like Dave's dropped off the line. Is he now in the conference room with you,
Yeah,
Jeremy?
I'm back in the conference room.
Okay, great. So, do we have a motion to accept the Q3 financial statements for the district?
I'll motion to accept the Q3 financial statements for the district.
Do we
I'll
have a
start,
second?
Jeremy.
Okay, so the motion was made by Dave Lilly, second by Jeremy Shear. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass by quorum of the board. We're now going to go to action items 2 and 3. The first, number 2, is to consider adoption of resolution 2025-01. This is adopting a final budget. I'm going to turn the time back over to Shelby to go over the 2025 amended budget.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. And board, I'm not planning to go into this in much detail. It's the exact same from what we reviewed at the October meeting. No changes were discussed there. So happy to kind of do a refresh if needed. But kind of high level, amending the general fund just to account for some additional costs and provide a little bit of buffer, and then amended the capital projects fund as we had initially anticipated all funds would be spent in 24. So just kind of shifting some of that into 2025 based on the timing.
Thanks, Shelby. Does the board have any questions on the budget?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the final amended budget for 2025 for Pete View Plaza Infrastructure Financing District?
I will motion to approve the final amended budget for 2025.
Do we have a second?
Second. Yep.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're now going to go to action item 3, which is resolution 2025-02, and this is adopting the final operating and capital budget for calendar year 2026. Again, turning the time over to Shelby.
Yeah, and no changes here either. So just a couple quick reminders, as we just discussed, assessment revenue will kick in for 2026. So there will be two billings for that, which would cover the scheduled interest and principal payments, as well as the administrative costs for the district. Do you want me to go into kind of do a review of the budget or any questions on that?
Yeah, if you could quickly.
Yep, give me 1 second. Let me put this on my screen. Okay, so general fund budget here, based on the anticipated timing of when the assessment fees would be due, we do just show the 45,000 of expenses being covered by transfer in. So that would be from those assessment revenues and for the administrative carve out. So again, expenses split between accounting, legal, auditing, and insurance. Later on in the agenda, you do have an item to consider. District management engagement. If that does happen, we'll just kind of have a shift between some line items, but total budget would stay the same.
So
And
that assessment revenue, that's just what the budget's proposing that we contribute personally, because we're obviously the district, right?
yep, so this would be the assessment revenue to be billed to the property owners. And that's just based on the scheduled interest and principal payments, and
Yeah.
then also would cover the administrative costs.
And that's the whole annual for 26.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. And whereas currently we've just been paying the administrative costs, as the invoices come, now the plan is to just put it in the account and it'll be set aside and billed at that.
Yeah. Yep,
That's something CLA will write those checks for. Obviously, we'll approve them, but.
you're exactly right. So, same kind of pocket at the end of the day, but just a little bit different kind of mechanism and process there.
Okay.
Any other questions on this?
I don't think so. Well.
Great. Do we have a motion approving the final 2026 budget for Peak View Plaza IFD?
I motion to approve the final PQ Plaza budget, PQ Plaza IFD budget for 2026.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Shelby, I think there's two other quick things on the action items that they may want to get information from you, but we're going to go to action item number four, which is a request for a proposal from Haney Company for a 2025 audit. State law does require that these districts get an annual audit, and the district did receive this, the board did receive in its package the proposal. Do you have any questions about the proposal from Haney and Company for the 2025 audit?
I don't believe so.
I will just add there the fee within their engagement letter is $8,800. So I think that's $50 higher than what we had initially put in the budget, but shouldn't make a huge difference one way or another. That's a $300 increase from their 2024 audit fee, which is pretty comparable to what we're seeing with other audits they do and with other firms as well.
Thanks, Shelby. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion authorizing the district chair to request a proposal or to approve the proposal from Haney and Company for the 2025 audit and authorize the district chair to sign the engagement letter?
I'll motion as so stated.
Second. Do you have a second?
Yep, second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes, aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We also, we're going to jump to action item six. This is renewing the district's engagement of CLA for district account services. I'm going to turn the time over to Shelby again
Yeah,
to
thanks.
go over the SW.
Thanks, Tom. So, board, this was also included in your packet. No change to the scope, substantially no changes to the form of the engagement letter. One thing that I will point out is that we did propose a flat fee for 2026. The scope is known, the timing of everything is known. And so we just felt that this would simplify both billing for CLA as well as for the district that would just be billed in equal annual installments throughout the year. Feel that based on the time that we know it takes for all the deliverables that we do and coordinate with the district, this just kind of keeps things pretty even and helps avoid surprises. Or if we have turnover transition on our side, you know, the district isn't really having to deal with kind of fluctuations related to that. We're not having to go through time and try to determine what should be written off. So we can, of course, go back to time and materials. But again, just feel like this simplifies it and make sure you know what to expect month over month. So any
Is
questions?
that based off of 2025's actuals, or how does
It is. Yeah, it is. And again, you know, for most of the PIDs and IFDs that we work with, the scope is near identical. And so, you know, we have a good handle on how many hours it takes to prepare the financials and the budgets and the audits and everything else.
that? Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Flat can be better. No, it's just fixed. Yeah.
Okay, so do we are there any other questions on the CLA SOW?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion approving the SOW for CLA to act as district accountant for 2026 to provide accounting services to PQ Plaza IFD and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I motion to approve as so stated.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes. Aye.
Thank you. A motion passes by quorum of the board. Shelby, I think we've gotten everything from you, and I know you have another meeting.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Shelby.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to before we continue with further action items, we're going to jump back up to our consent items. Make sure we don't miss those. The first consent item is to approve the minutes of the October 27th, 2025 board meeting. The board did receive in its packet a draft of the minutes. Do we have any questions on those minutes?
No, I'll motion to approve the October 27th meeting minutes.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes, aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The next consent item is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. I don't believe there have been any. So you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if we don't have any, we can move on to the next action item.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we are now at action item number five, which is to consider renewing the engagement letter for YourCal. That was provided in the board packet, and this is to provide district council services for the district in 2026. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of the YourCal to act as district council for Peakview Plaza IFD and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
A motion as so stated.
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now jump down to action item number seven. This is to consider engaging CLA for district management services. Basically, as you remember, in the October 27th board meeting, we had CLA present a draft of the services they would provide as district manager, essentially doing a lot of what our law firm is currently doing related to scheduling the district meetings, preparing notices and budget, renewing insurance, filing stuff with the Utah Public on the public notice website and with the Lieutenant Governor's office. So I think we're just opening up to the board to see if that's something that you guys have talked about and want to consider moving forward with CLA, or if the decision is you don't want to, if that's fine as well.
If we didn't move forward with CLA, we just have to find another, I would assume.
Excuse me, say that one more time.
If we chose not to move forward with CLA, then we would just have to replace them with another group, right?
Not necessarily. I think the reason why I'm opening these discussions up with all the districts that I'm involved with and that I'm helping manage post bond transaction closing is that I feel that there's some efficiencies to be gained by using CLA in providing district management services that are less expensive than a law firm performing these same services. So that's kind of the reason why I wanted to bring it to the attention of the district. If not, I mean, YourCal can still provide those type of management services. But I think our overall preference would be that these meetings be run by a manager.
Yeah. No, I remember the conversation about that now. I'll motion to approve CLA to use their district management services.
Okay, and then so that motion would need to also include using CLA, but requesting an engagement letter and authorizing the district chair to sign the engagement letter for district management services. Do we have that motion?
Yes, I'll motion to approve that as so stated.
I second. Okay,
all in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Motion passes by a quorum of the board. So Dave and Jeremy, what that means is you'll see the legal fees line item on the budget be reduced because we'll only really be involved for attending the actual board meeting. And then if there's truly a legal issue that crops up during the year, obviously we'd have to address that. but you should be realizing some efficiencies by doing doing this. So let's now move to our eighth action item. This is consider adoption of an annual board meeting for meeting calendar for 2026. The board did receive in its packet the proposed meeting calendar. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the district's board meeting calendar for 2026?
A motion to approve the district's meeting calendar for 2026. Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We can now move to our administrative non-action items. I don't have any listed. Is there anything else the board would like to discuss at our meeting today?
No, I don't believe so. We just paid your cows and voice, FYI.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
So if there is nothing further, do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn the meeting. Yes, I'll second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. We'll start.